Tom Buckmueller, and I'm a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan.
Let's start with insurance coverage. First, how bad are these disparities?
So before the Affordable Care Act went into effect, about 50 million people were uninsured. But there were dramatic differences in the uninsured rate across different racial and ethnic groups. So our study looks at non-elderly adults, 19 to 64. For that group, 15% of whites were uninsured compared to 26% for blacks and 43% for Hispanics. So these are really large differences. After the ACA went into effect, about 20 million people gained insurance coverage, and the gains were greatest for lower-income Americans. And that meant these disparities between racial and ethnic groups, between workers and unemployed workers, all decreased. So there are still large disparities in coverage, but they're smaller because of the ACA.
In regard to access to care, for the benefit of our listeners, first, could you explain how access to care is different from just having insurance coverage?
So when we talk about access to care, we're talking about being able to find a provider that will treat you and being able to afford the care they provide. So insurance coverage is really a critical factor determining access. We know that people without insurance are much less likely to receive all types of care than people who have insurance. But health insurance isn't completely going to guarantee you access. For example, some providers won't accept Medicaid because Medicaid has very low reimbursement rates. So patients with Medicaid may have insurance, but they don't always have good access. And nowadays, many people with private insurance are in plans that have very high deductibles, and that makes it difficult to afford the care they need. So I guess you could say that insurance coverage is necessary to have access to care, but it may not be sufficient.
Now, how bad are these disparities in access to care, and how has the Affordable Care Act helped to reduce them?
So access to care, from a research perspective, is a little bit harder to measure than insurance coverage. One survey question that's commonly used and that we use in our study is, was there a time in the past 12 months when you needed to see a doctor but couldn't because of cost? And if you look at the data before the ACA, the percentage of people who were saying that they had that kind of financial barrier to receiving care was similar to the percent uninsured. So 15% of whites, 24% of blacks, and 28% of Hispanics. As coverage increased because of the ACA, the percentage of people who were saying that they couldn't afford care went down. And again, the improvements were slightly better for blacks and Hispanics than for whites.
What lessons can we take away from your research?
So our research is one of dozens of studies that look at how the ACA has changed insurance coverage in the U.S. And I think if you look at the whole literature, there's a number of takeaways. First of all, the ACA led to a dramatic increase in coverage. This is the largest increase in insurance coverage since Medicare and Medicaid were established in 1965. So another takeaway from these studies is that the gains in coverage were greatest for groups that were most disadvantaged before the law. So we look at racial differences. You see a similar story with income, with age. Now, our study doesn't look at all at health outcomes, but there's a number of other studies that show that these gains in coverage led to real improvements in health. So there's one study by a colleague of mine at Michigan, Sarah Miller, that tracks people, low-income people in states that expanded Medicaid and states that didn't expand Medicaid, and she sees that there's lower mortality rates in the states that expanded Medicaid. So this is a really striking result of the benefits of insurance coverage. But I guess I would say the final takeaway is that there's lots of unfinished business. About 30 million people in the U.S. currently are still uninsured, and many people who have insurance still have high deductibles, which means the care is essentially unaffordable. And we know that in the last couple of years, under the Trump administration, as they've tried to sabotage the Affordable Care Act, the uninsured rate has ticked up.
Now, moving forward, how can we apply some of the lessons from your research to be able to reduce these disparities even further and improve our health system?
So I guess I would say that, you know, the ACA didn't achieve universal coverage, but it's possible to build on the ACA to get closer. So just one example, 14 states have not expanded Medicaid under the ACA, just largely for political reasons. There are about 2.5 million people who are uninsured and living in those states who would be eligible for Medicaid if those states took up the expansion. And the study that I mentioned, looking at the mortality effects of the ACA, if you apply those results, full expansion of the Medicaid program would reduce mortality by about 15,000 deaths per year. So again, that's something that's completely doable, and I think that's the direction to go.
Professor Buckmueller, are there any blogs or websites that you could recommend for people who want to find out more?
Well, the one you mentioned, I think, is the best, Health Affairs. Health Affairs is a terrific journal for following health policy research, and they've also got a very active blog where they're publishing very up-to-date pieces on not just the Affordable Care Act, but all aspects of health policy. So that's a good source.
And finally, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
No, I think that, you know, if you look at the gains of the Affordable Care Act, again, there are ways to build on it. And I think hopefully we'll find the political will to continue to increase coverage and improve health.
Professor Thomas Buckmueller, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I've just been speaking with Thomas Buckmueller, PhD. He's a professor of business economics and public policy at the Stephen Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And he's the author of a new article in the current edition of Health Affairs entitled The ACA's Impact on Racial and Ethnic Disparities in Health Insurance Coverage and Access to Care. Reporting for KBOO News, I'm Doug McVeigh.